here's a story from this week's news about adult stem cells. These are the immortal cells that can regenerate old or damaged tissue in our bodies. Scientists are really interested in these because they have lots of potential for treating diseases, but there's fewer ethical problems than using stem cells taken from embryos or fetuses. So scientists at the Shepherd's Eye Research Institute in Boston have been studying stem cells in the brain. Now, their story starts earlier this year when the researchers, led by Dr. Dongfeng Chen, they found that stem cells are actually scattered throughout the brain and are usually kept asleep by chemical signals sent from neighbouring cells. Now, it had been previously thought that stem cells were only found in two certain bits of the brain, a part called the subgranular zone, that's in your hippocampus, where you do learning and memory, and somewhere called the subventricular zone, which is where you kind of smell things. So it was thought that only these areas had stem cells that could regenerate bits of the brain. But in a few months ago in a paper, the team showed that actually stem cells are all over the brain, but they're kept quiet by signals from cells around them called astrocytes that kind of help to hold the brain together.
Do we know what those signals are?
Well, this is what they've just done in this paper. They've actually been comparing the chemical signals from the astrocytes that surround other bits of the brain with the astrocytes that surround the cells in the parts that we know can regenerate. And they found that there are two molecules called efferin A2 and efferin A3. These are signalling molecules. And they're the things that keep stem cells silent in the rest of the brain. They
so they're not
sleep.
In the bits that have active stem cells, but they are in the bits that don't.
Exactly. They're the bits in where the stem cells are quiet. These molecules are keeping the stem cells asleep. And in the bits where the stem cells can be active, in this subventricular zone, there's a molecule produced called Sonic Hedgehog. Yes, it is named after the computer game character. And that helps to wake up stem cells in those areas. So now the scientists have these molecules that they know what they do. They can start playing with them. And the next thing they're going to do is hopefully go into an animal model of diseases such as Parkinson's or Alzheimer's and see if they can kind of wake up the stem cells in these damaged brains.
Because this begs the question, if you've got these stem cells, why don't we use them normally?
That is a very good question. Presumably because there are controls on them to stop them multiplying out of control. Maybe it's something to do with evolution, who knows?
Which makes you worry a bit if you turn them on, what the possible downside could be.
Well, exactly, and those are why these experiments really need to be done. It's certainly, it's very exciting and it's got a lot of potential, but there are a lot of questions, yeah.